T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Back in Thursday edition of Fesco in the Morning, along with Bob Fesco, I'm Josh Klingler. Kramer Sansone producing today. Normally joins us Wednesdays at 9 o'clock, but this week on a Thursday, we had to get in the Singer and Bubich starts.
That's exactly right.
Royals manager Mike Matheny.
Look, I'll tell you what, Skip, if you're as impressed as we were, man, I'm glad you held off the Thursday, because we can talk about these two studs at the top of your rotation who, man, neither Josh and I smoke, but it's smoke a cigarette time when we watch these guys pitch, man. Are you as excited and impressed with what they've done so far as we've been?
You know, both of them have done such a great job. And everyone, I think, was kind of wondering what was it that was seen, and especially Chris Bubich. Everybody had heard of Brady and so excited to just get any of the young players in here to watch them compete. But I think last night was a pretty good representation of why we've all been so eager to get Chris here. It's the kind of stuff that you see can go through a lineup like he did, primarily even with his fastball first time through, and then just added pitches as he went. It was fun to watch. Just a shame not to be able to give him a chance to win right there. But also Brady continues to keep us in games the way that he's using his pitches, the way he just competes. There's just something about every time he gets on the mound, you know he's going to do something to keep you in a game. But both of these young guys have done everything we've expected of them so far.
Yeah, and to me, and I said this, and maybe you can have a frame of reference for this, maybe not. I think it's the best rotation that this organization has had since Sabes and Gubazon in the 80s, man. Like, I am that impressed with these guys, knowing every single night you go out there, you got an awesome chance to win with those two guys on the mound, and then Duffy pitching the way that he did the other night, and Junis was really good, and excited to have Keller back. Like, your rotation is pretty, pretty good, Mike.
Yeah, going from where we had a two-man rotation to now.
Yeah.
you're exactly right. With every one of these guys, you know you're going to keep you in the game. And Duff has done such a great job. I mean, he just looks like a guy that's on a mission right now. He wants to figure out how to lead this group the right way, and he's doing it. He's setting the example. He came in and was just nasty in Chicago, and he's taking it real personal that this is his staff to take charge of, and especially while Brad and Jake were down. Jake came back, did a great job last time, and last we saw Brad and he threw his live session the other day. He just looked strong. Everything was coming out of his hand nice, and the perfect addition to what we need right now.
With Brad Keller specifically, since he's obviously starting tonight, sounded like he's really excited, hearing from him yesterday, like excited to get back, and was kind of, you know, disappointed you missed out. How do you kind of temper those things? Just go out and throw and not worry about time you may have missed and making up for that.
Yeah, I think that's part of why we had to be really careful, is you just didn't see exactly what he was wanting to feel. The ball wasn't coming out like he wanted, and you can't expect it to when you have these kind of breaks where you have to be set down in isolation and into quarantine. And we're always going to try and figure out how to protect their health as best we can, too, and to make sure that we're not setting them up to go on a downward spiral health-wise, let alone just in the competition itself. But I think Brad has just been – this guy has been so eager to get out there from day one, and you guys know how he's wired. He's just a horse. He just wants to go, and It's going to be hard to hold him back a little bit, just like every other pitcher. We talk about him like he's a seasoned vet, but he's still a young pitcher too. But he's got that excitement to get out and help us get things moving in the right direction.
And I also think not just your starting staff, but your bullpen has been pretty awesome too. I mean, from Zuber to Stamont to even Barlow last night, a guy you're using more than anybody. And we're not the only ones noticing. I want to play you this from the Cubs broadcast, and then I want to get your reaction to it, because we heard this and we're like, oh my gosh, this is unbelievable. So this was the Cubs broadcast on Tuesday night.
99 on that first fastball.
Yeah.
Yee. Hey, hey, hey. This is nasty. Man, what I wouldn't give to have a man bun and a 99-mile-an-hour fastball. Wow, that's a combo right there, baby. I'm so jealous. I mean, that is straight butter over the top to the bottom of the knees at 99. That's
unfair. Makes me very happy to be retired.
And that's Mark Race at the end. I'm very happy to be retired. CBS Sports said Josh Stamont may have the best stuff in all of baseball. I mean, where have you been hiding this guy from the rest of the league, Mike? Man, what he did the other night in Chicago was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, that was fun to see. And wait till they see the man bun support 103, because we still know that that's in there, too. And, you know, he's the kind of pitcher just like the rest of these guys. They're just incremental steps, those building blocks that we do talk about at times. To where I think last year he came up, he was just really concentrating on finding the zone, and he was holding back a little bit. But it's in there. There's no question about it. And, you know, Josh will be the first one to talk about Trevor Rosenthal and how Trevor has kind of helped him think about himself as a power pitcher, how to go out in the mentality and just a thought process of how to use the big fastball, how to let it fly, where you should be thinking about in the zone. Where you have more chance of error, and we're watching Josh just build confidence every time he goes out there. So you mix that with what Trevor is doing right now. Greg Holland is just continuing to get better. You know, it's unfortunate we didn't make a play last night to get Ian out with three up, three down, and you know we have. And you mentioned Barlow. Barlow's last two outings to me have been as nasty as anybody too. He's getting the velocity up. The slider looks sharp. We've got those guys that once we do get into those close games, which it's been that way almost every single night, where we're going right through them, and they're continuing to improve, continuing to support each other, just like to see them operate with a lead.
Do you think you will go with a man bun soon, or is that just strictly for Stamont?
I think you've got enough hair to do it.
No. Mine's all smoke and mirrors, man. I'm just trying to hide where it's all falling out. But mine's laziness. Laziness. I just don't like cutting it. I cut it myself, and I just don't get around to it very often. But Josh has got style. The guy is strong as a bull, too. I mean, he doesn't look it. He looks like some thin guy out there. You watch him in the weight room, and we got to be careful, because, I mean, he's throwing around all kinds of weight. But he's got a plan. He's got a routine. He knows what he likes to do. We've got a – you know, Barlow walks in every once in a while with a man bun. And so, yeah, it's not really in my game.
You cut your own hair?
Just too lazy to go and have anybody else do it. So that's been a long time of just trying to put it together and figure it out and not spend too much time worrying about it.
What do you have, like a Flowbee or something? Like how do you do your own hair?
Actually, I do have one of those, but I usually will use clippers and just kind of guesstimate where it needs to be. Yeah, it's really not. It's pretty loose science.
The good news is you have a hat to cover it if you make a major mistake.
You
right?
know they have a barber shop like 10 feet outside your office, right on the other side of that hallway. There, you can go over there and get your hair cut.
I've heard about that, but you know what? Seems like I got a lot to do when I'm around the yard.
I think you know what? I'm gonna have to ask Dayton to get you a raise. Obviously, you can't afford the haircut.
How do you what's the message you tell your offense, and how do you kind of get that jump started? You mentioned, I know, a couple times after games that it's been close, but we haven't seen kind of that breakout yet.
Yeah, we're not paid for close. We're paid to win, and that's I know the frustration of our club is the frustration of our fans. We want to see this team pull it out, and especially a night two nights ago in Chicago, and we get everything that we're looking for, right? We have the pitching that keeps us where we want to be. Then we get in there, you're seeing the at-bats where guys are fighting deeper in the count. I thought Bubba had one of those. You know, that's kind of the idea of what we're looking for here. You're late in the game, they're trying to close it out. He's fighting off pitches, and then he smashes a ball, and they make a really nice play. But the intent, the fight, all that was there. But you want to, you got to see the reward. You can be talking about it all you want, but until you see the reward, and the reward is us being able to flat five. However, we can do that within our protocol of social distancing. I don't know, but the idea of us celebrating a win when we go about it the right way. And there have been things that have been going the right way, unfortunately. And I keep talking to the guys, but we just have to keep focusing on the process of doing the little things right. We got to focus on the importance and the urgency of every single pitch, because it has come down to a pitch, it has come down to an at bat, it has come down to a play. For every single one of these, except maybe one game where we got out of control with Cleveland. Besides that, every one of these could have been flip-flop. And it's just a matter of, one, we got to have some of the positive reinforcement. Two, we got to keep working to get better. And I mean, whether it's more work defensively, it's more work in the cages. But, you know, you get some positive reinforcements, too, when you know that our team's been hitting the ball hard. You get some of the data back that says we're hitting the ball as hard as anybody in the league. I know that's great reinforcement to the process that I know our hitting coaches are going through. But it's still, in the end, we're results-driven business, and we've got to figure out ways to kind of get past where we are right now. And there's another step to get us there, and even another step to where we believe that we can be winning on a consistent basis.
Well, I mean, you watch the offense, obviously, and it's you know, putting up one run a game, and it's frustrating a lot for fans and whatnot. Do you as a manager feel like, all right, maybe we need to steal more bases, do the hit and run some more, maybe sacrifice, like try to manufacture some runs to try to get stuff there? Like, what can you do as a manager? Because fans always want to say, well, he should flip the table and yell at these guys. I'm like, that doesn't work. That hasn't worked in 20 years. So it's like, what can a manager do in this situation?
Well, just so the people know, if I did flip the table and yell at these guys, nobody would ever know except those guys. I mean, that's, I believe, the way it's supposed to go. It's not about getting up and trying to appease the masses. It's about telling truth. And there's sometimes where that needs to happen, and it does, and it has. And part of that is just making sure that the purpose isn't trying to put on a spectacle for the world, but what do we need for this club? And to be honest, and to do our part every night. I mean, it's on me. I mean, every single night, there's something that could have done different, whether it's how the lineup's constructed or a move that's made. I get that. That's what you sign up for. So that's all we think about. I go to bed thinking about what could we have done in each and every situation. We go through and rewatch the game, literally, and then you rewatch it again in your mind another time or two before your body will let you even go to sleep. And so you're thinking about, you know, times where we did try to get the hit and run in, or where we did try and do bunts, or how could we maybe get something jump started here, or who's the guy that could be that spark that we need that'll give us a little something different, or who needs a rest. I mean, all of those things, that's basically the job, is you sit around and you think about all those things all day, every day, until you get it right. And then it's you think about them all day and all night, trying to keep them right. And that's the beauty of the position. But right now you're in one of those runs where it seems like when you're trying all those things, the ones you're trying aren't the right ones. So what you do is you keep fighting. That's exactly the message that I give these guys. Just, we're responsible for how we go about our business, how we work, how we prepare, how we compete. Those are the three things that we know that if we check off, then we've done what we can, but it doesn't make it any easier when it's not going right.
Well, and now you get some new regulations you guys got to start following beginning today with the masks and more social distancing stuff and not being able to, you know, leave the hotel and stuff like that on the road. And we kind of joked, it's like now every team's got kind of like a babysitter standing at the door making sure nobody comes and goes. How are the new regulations going to affect you guys and the way you've been dealing with this coronavirus?
Well, as far as that goes, I'm good with it. I mean, we shouldn't be doing anything anyhow. We haven't been for the most part, as far as I know. Once again, I'm not I'm not monitoring the holes, so I'm glad somebody else is, just to help keep guys in check. But it's been quarantine. It's been a bubble between the hotel and the stadium, for the most part, anyhow. But we just haven't had anybody kind of watching for any weak points where someone might be stepping out of line. So I think it's good. I've got no issue with it whatsoever, and I think it'll help just hold another level of accountability to the crew.
You guys got roster reductions coming up in the next day or so. How are you looking at that? What are you planning on doing? Maybe not with who, but like how do you structure the roster now that you have to kind of eliminate two players?
Yeah, you know, obviously we've had the ability, and going to 17 games in a row here, it's been important to have enough arms more than anything else. And obviously for me, it's been all new with the DH and not having to keep so many guys on the bench that are available. But we've had our bench ready every night. I can't tell you, it's been at least 15 or 20 at-bats where Nick Heath has had his helmet on, ready to come in and either steal a base or try and score on an extra base hit, to where we know that there are guys on our bench that we're going to use, but we haven't really had those opportunities where we're getting guys on base to make it happen. So we like having that flexibility on the bench. We're just going to have to wade through. We got some tough decisions to make. We either have that flexibility to bring in those weapons off the bench, whether it's a pinch hit at bat, even we saw early on a pinch bunt at bat, whether we go that direction or we continue to protect our arms. And I still think early on we got to be very careful of how we have coverage down there. In case something happened early, we need to have enough arms to get us through without stretching anybody too far to get them hurt.
Now we're looking forward to tonight getting Keller back out there on the mound. And tonight's the night you break it open, man. You're going to score 7 runs, all right? You're going to score 7 runs. Keller's going to pitch well. The bullpen's going to dominate. We get this win tonight, all right?
I'm going to hold you to it. I appreciate it. Can't wait.
All right, my man. Get that haircut, all right?
All right, guys.
All right, take care. Mike Matheny with us here on 610 Sports Radio, who
got his own hair.
Using a Flowbee.
Yeah,
yes.
There you go. That's all right. That's
you
right.
Took one thing away from the show today. Matheny uses a Flowbee.
That's right. Well, I said you got the hat to cover it. If you do something wrong, you just put the hat on.
Just put the hat on.
Yeah, yeah, you're safe.
You and I have worn a lot of hats since quarantine started, too.
another opt-out, but don't sweat it. Next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.